Aleishur Chelek Beis Tav Reish Aleph. The seventh chapter is entitled Hanhagas Chesed Umishpat Uvitachin. A Hanhagah from Hashem's perspective of Chesed or judgment and how that relates to Bitachin. The author begins, Yefshar Leavin Begedar Bitachin, Lachshev Shekol Mashaba Laadam Tzerech Lias Ach Verak Tuva Chesed. One cannot understand Bitachin as follows, that whatever is going to come upon the individual must be only good and chesed. That isn't bitachoin, to anticipate that all that will happen will be just perfect. Hare yesh midas hadin nisi enois ugzerois rachamano leitzlam. There is such a thing. There is midas hadin, there are challenges, there are difficulties, there are decrees from Hashem. That happens, and it happens to everyone, including the greatest tzaddikim. So that cannot be the midav bitachoin. Keitzad baal bitachoin mekabel oisam. How does the baal bitachoin confront these things, midas hadin? The pasuk in Tehilim says, "Ledovid mizmoir, chesed umishpat oshira." Chesed umishpat, whether it's chesed, which is what we perceive as good and positive, and mishpat is what we perceive as judgment, negative. Nonetheless, oshira, I sing. Ze shamar kasuv vayigba Hashem tzvakos b'mishpat. Im b'mishpat, if it happens to be that way, vayigba Hashem tzvakos b'mishpat, Hashem is exalted. Im b'tzdaka. It's the same HaKadosh Baruch who's bringing both. And now we have a commentary on this. Omar Rav Huna b'shem Rav Acha, im b'chesed ashira, im b'mishpat ashira, lecha Hashem azamira. Again, if it comes b'chesed, what I perceive is kindness and it's wonderful and success, I sing. Im b'mishpat, if it comes through judgment, nisyonos, difficulties, also ashira. Omar Rav Yehuda bar Shila, Hashem nosam, Hashem lakach, yehi shem Hashem mevorach. Pasuk in Yoiv, Hashem gave, and Hashem took it away. In either case, yehi shem Hashem mevorach. Bein kach uvein kach lecha Hashem azamera. I sing to you either way. Omar Rabbi Berechia b'shem Rabbi Levi, atam arim le'olam Hashem, le'olam yadcha el elyona. Al ha'tiva baruch atov ha'meitiv, there's a bracha for what comes to us and we perceive as good. Ve'al hara'a yimer baruch dayan emes. There's also a bracha for that which we perceive as negative. Omar Rabbi Tanchuma v'Rabbi Yudan, Kasuv echad omer, Be'elokim ahalel davar. One pasuk mentions Elokim and says ahalel davar, that are praise. V'chasuv echad omer, Bashem ahalel davar, uses midas rachamim. Im bo alai bedin ahalel davar, im bo alai bemidas rachamim ahalel davar. Whether he comes upon me with midas adin or midas rachamim, nonetheless I praise. Bein kach uvein kach ahalel davar. Rabbanon Amri Tzara v'yagoin emtza uv'shem Hashem ekar, psukim from Hallel. Tzara v'yagoin emtza. I'm overcome with difficulties, challenge, pain, distress, uv'shem Hashem ekar. Kois yeshoyis nisa, raise a cup of salvation, uv'shem Hashem ekar. Either way, ben kach uven kach lecha Hashem ekar. Says the author, Zeu omkoi shel bitachoin. This is the depth of bitachoin. Ha'adam yoideh ki nimtza b'yadayim hane'emanois shel boireoi. The individual knows that he is in the faithful hands of his Creator. V'chol ma she'u nisei lo b'mida v'mishpat. Whatever he gives him is not coincidental. It's measured, it's calculated, it's precise. Hu yisborach makiris amitus atzmo shel ha'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the essence of the person. V'u mamtzi lo kol ma she'darush la'amitus atzmoi la'avoidasoi lishlemusoi u'loshua nitzchi. And he presents the individual with all that is necessary to find his truth, for his avodah, to perfect himself, and to gain his eternal reward. In these sentences where we said that a Baal Bitachon knows this, we don't mean a mere intellectual recognition. When there's an intellectual knowledge, that does not lead to song emanating. One doesn't burst with song spontaneously when one knows something intellectually. Lecha Hashem hazamera, all these psukim above from the Midrash quotes, I sing to you Hashem, Shira misparetzis rak mitoch imkei hanefesh shekaletayis habitachon b'amitus atzmusa. Song breaks out from the depth of a nefesh that has absorbed bitachon deeply inside its true essence. It's just the nature of people to take for granted chesed from Hashem. It's not the way of people to ask, why did he give this to me, Hashem? I'm not worthy of it. People don't ask these questions. Ki adam mekabel chasadim kilu muchach lekablam. We take it for granted. We take chasadim as it's natural. It has to happen. Ulam kasheh hashgacha neiteles mimenu b'midas adin. When the hashgacha takes from him through midas adin, miadu shelam ze magielu. Immediately we ask, why do I deserve this? Hu mistakel al midas adin ki al gazlan halukach mimenu shelish elok adin. We tend to look at midas adin as a robber, a thief that takes something without justification. Hu ashe omar yoiv. So yoiv corrects this perception. Hashem nosam v'lo shalti sheilois. When Hashem gave me, I didn't ask questions. Hashem lakach v'gam az einini shel sheilois. So Yoiv didn't ask questions. Hashem took away. Uvishtei ha'anagois, regarding which way Hashem interacts with me, b'chesed uvedin, ani mevarchoi ki hu yizbarach yodei asato bishvili. He knows what is best for me. Yehi shem Hashem mevarach. That's the end of that pasuk. Zeu bitachoin. Ha'adam yodei, when we say that the person knows, zei semeres nafshoi yodas. Again, it's not just an intellectual understanding. It's that the whole person knows ki ubi adav ha'neimanoiz shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's in the faithful hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech says, Tehillim chafgim el Hashem ri'i lo yechsa Hashem is b'shepet, I do not lack. Bin oiz deshi yarbitzeni el mei menuchois yenahaleini. Tranquil waters. Gam ki elech b'gei tzalmaves, even if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, lo ira ra ki ata imodi. I don't fear because you are with me. Those words, that's the knowledge and the sense, the feeling, which encompasses much more than the intellect, deep inside the heart of the Boteach. That's how you find tranquility to your soul. That's why the Chovos HaLevavois in Sha'ar HaBitachon, Perek Aleph, defines Bitachon. Mahus HaBitachon, the essence of Bitachon, Menuchas Nefesh HaBitach, the tranquility of the Boteach. That his heart relies, she will do the good and what's correct. There's a tranquility over here. The sim leiv again, she medaber meuchas nefesh abiteach. Once again, he's talking more of a psychological aspect. The complete human being, the nefesh, is tranquil. The sheeli boy samuch, his heart relies. Ein zeh arasichlis. This is not something that's just intellectual. That one has learned a certain passage and now he's a bal bitachon. It's nothing that a person learns in Seforim. The soul has absorbed the bitachon, and his heart lives in it. It's not for naught. It wasn't incidental, didn't happen accidentally, that this set of essays comes after the sets on Yirah and Emes. The person who absorbed properly what we hinted to in those two ma'arachos, yuchal avin es ha'maracha aziz. Ein ma'ala she'adam kol kach merames atzmoi bach, kmo b'inyan ha'bitachon. There's no achievement that a person so deludes himself in as in bitachon. So here's an explanation why we need to go to ma'arachos ha'emes, where we analyzed well these ideas of emes, hopefully are capable of seeing through self-delusion. Every person imagines that he is the perfect Baal Bitachon, just exemplary. But when something comes, some nisayon, some challenge, some difficulty, some setback and failure, he realizes that he's not a Boitech. He finds himself anxious and completely out of balance. And then he starts searching for all sorts of excuses and rationalizations. Under these circumstances, really, I was obligated. It was proper to be anxious. It's not really a contradiction to my bitachon. On and on. The whole thing is falsehood and self-delusion. We're revising the point that we made above. A true Boteach does not anticipate that all will be smooth and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just shower him with chesed all the time. He accepts with love whatever the hashgacha, the divine providence, brings upon him, as we saw in the previous discussion. However, there is a midah which is related to bitachon, V'hi ha-tikva. It's called tikva, hope. Aleha anu lemdim yivrachos daf yud. Famous sugya over there. We begin by quoting the psukim in Melachim. Vayomim ohem echalach Hizkiah lamus. Hizkiah was deathly ill. Vayavoy elav Yeshaya ben Amoitz Navi, his relative, the great prophet of the generation, Yeshaya comes to him. Vayomer, very dramatic words. Koyama Hashem tzevakois. Tzav leveisecha kimeiz ata velo tichye. Wrap up your affairs, because you're about to die and you shall not live. Asks the Rama, my kimeiz ata velo tichye. This seems to be an obvious redundancy. You're going to die, you're not going to live, yeah? Answer, Meisata Boilam Azev, Lo Tichye Lo Olam Haba. Yeshaya was telling me you're about to die, and also no Olam Haba. Omar Lei Mai Kulehai. Chizkiah asked, why? What's so terrible? Omar Lei Mishum Dero Asakto Bifriya Urviya. You neglected to procreate. Omar Lei, so Chizkiah said, I had a reason. Mishum Dechazai Beruach HaKodesh, De Nafkei Minai Bonin Delei Me'ali. I saw through HaKodesh that I would have children who would be nothing to be proud of. Omale, Yeshaya replied with these immortal words, who told you to get involved in Hashem's calculations? Who told you to second guess HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Whatever you were commanded, you should have done. Peru Ravu, you should have done. Whatever HaKadosh wants to, whatever pleases him, you will do with it. But you should have done the mitzvah. So Chizkiah accepted this. Omale, havli beratach, okay, let me marry your daughter. Perhaps the combined zechus that I have and you have will result in the fact that I'll have children that are decent children. So let me marry your daughter. Yeshaya said, no, it's too late. The decree has been decreed. Get out of here. כח מקובלנו מבייס אבי אבא, have a tradition, אפילו חרב מונחס על צווארי של אדם, על ימנע עצמי מן הרחמים. Even if there's a sword laid at the person's neck, he should not withhold himself from davening to Hashem from רחמים. מיד, the פסוקים continue, ויסייב חזקיהו פונו אל הקיר ויספלל. He turned his face to the wall, and he davened, my kir, was mentioned here, kir. Okay, so in the literal sense, he was facing the wall, but there's more to it. Omar Rabbi Shimon melakish mikiris libo, he davened from the panels of his heart. Shinemar me'ay me'ay ochila kiris libi. He quotes a pasuk that speaks about the walls of the heart. The author continues, Devarim gedolim nochal ilmoid mikan, we can learn many great things there. Chayikar nogeh alenu ka'isu, the main point that is relevant to us at the moment is this. Kvar nigzera gzera. Yeshaya is telling you, the great Novi says the decree has been sealed. Einod makom levakesh itza. Nothing is going to, there's no counsel over here, there's no strategy. Aval Chizkiah melech lo yisya'ish. Chizkiah did not despair. Hispalel mikiris liboy davan from the depth of his heart. Vayevg Chizkiah bechigadot. That's a quotation from the Psukim. He cried. Umiyad nishlach Yeshaya lav lemorloi. And immediately, while Yeshaya was still, it says in the courtyard, he hadn't left the palace. He's told to turn back. Shomati es tefilas cha v'reisus dimascha. He says in the name of Hashem, I've heard your tefillah. I saw your tears. Hineni yosef al yamecha 15 shana. I'm about to add to your life 15 years. And in fact, Chizkiah lives another 15 years. From Yeshaya l'metches also in Melachim. Hare yesh tikva gam kashecher chada. Kmo yigzeras ha-makoyim atzmoy munachas al tzavaroi shel adam. You see that there's hope even when there's a sharp sword, like the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself upon the person's neck. Rabbeinu Yoinam me'be'eres ma'alach ha-dava b'mishlei gimel chavav, in his commentary to Mishlei, he explains. Ve'oid yichayev inyan ha-bitachoyim. Another thing that bitachon obligates us in, she'yedaim levavoy ki akol bidei shamayim. That a person knows, and again, the knowledge here is not just intellectual knowledge. He knows im levavoy, that it's bidei shamayim, uviyadoy lashonos ha-tevayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change things, ulachlif ha-mazal, turns one's fate, ve'ein lashem ma'atzor lehoishia. Nothing can stop Hashem from bringing salvation, berav uvimat, even if the calamity is mamash upon the person, the Yeshua is also close. Ki kol yuchal v'ri yibatzeh mizimah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent, nothing is beyond him. V'neema se'u shamayim einechem v'abitu l'aretz mitachas. Lift up your eyes, look down. V'yivtach b'shem yisbar b'chol eiz tzara b'chashiecha. To trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in times of darkness. V'yeda b'meski u'rav l'yishem mikol tzara. That he can save Vishuasei Terefayim. All of these are psukim. He's just paraphrasing these psukim. The Yeshua can come like the blink of an eye. Balken Yekaveh Lishua. So here's this word, Yekaveh, Tikva. A person should anticipate, hope. Gam Machev Munach Hazat Tziva Adam. Even if the sword is at the person's neck. Kinyan Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Hein Yikteleini Loi Ayachel. Even if I'm about to die, I still look to him. It's an anticipation that flows from bitachoin. When it says trust in Hashem at all times, it means at all times. Even when the calamity is close, the person doesn't know how possibly he could be extricated from it. The author explains, this hope, which again is paraphrasing Rabbeinu Yonah, which is an outflow from Bitachoin, ne'utza ba'emuna shleima, it's rooted, it's literally nailed in that perfect trust, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol yachol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent, ve'en shum davar ba'olam omed neged ratzono, and nothing in the world stands against his will. If he wishes to save, that Yeshua will come like the blink of an eye. So to summarize, Hare HaBitachon Atzmoi Einu Mechayev Davka Shevo L'Adam Rek Tov V'Chesed. Bitachon itself, as we stressed in this session, does not obligate one. In fact, it's incorrect to believe that one will just flow through life on a silk carpet and just everything will be good and chesed without challenges. That's not Bitachon. Aval HaTeicheles HaAtzula Mitbechon. However, that anticipation that flows from Bitachon מחייב us לקבוצה לשם. It does obligate us to hope. שרב ידעו לישע גם בשן מיצה, לכאירה מן הצרה. To hope and to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save even when there's no apparent way to be saved. הרי המעלה בתולדסה אין כמעט שני הפכים לזה אחד. You see over here that the level of ביטחון and its outgrowth, its derivative, the תולדה, it's almost paradoxical. ביטחון Bitachon means do not anticipate and think that it will davka be good all the time. Tikva, nonetheless with it, hope that it will be good. Shiyetiv. Uval bitachon amiti me'ached eshneim b'libui. A true Baal bitachon combines the two in his heart. Du parzufin ele shel bitachon. This binary nature, this bifurcated nature of bitachon. Bivchinas ben kach uben kach azamra. Like the midrash that we began with, when the Amoraim was saying whether this way or that way, I will sing. V'atoicheles b'vchinas alimnatz min harachamim. This anticipation of not to withhold us from asking Hashem and davening even at difficult times. So this binary nature mekapel Rashi b'mishnas v'al tisi'ish min hapur'anois. Rashi combines this in that Mishnah Pekei Avos Perek Aleph, al tisi'ish min hapur'anois. So Rashi says it has two aspects, like we were saying. She'im ata ashir, for example, if you happen to be wealthy, al tivtach be'oshrecha, don't rely on it. Don't think that you're guaranteed. Lefi she'apur anus memeheres lavoi, like the Mishnah says, al tisi'esh min apur anus, it can come. Lachen tiyeh kol sha'a befachat, you should be afraid. V'chein ha'kasuv omer, ashi adam befachid tomid. So that's one aspect of not al tisi'esh min apur anus, pur anus can come. On the other hand, v'chein im ba'alech ra, if something negative comes upon you, al tisi'esh, once again, lefisha Yeshua kovalova. So that's the other aspect of al tisi'esh. Don't despair, because the Yeshua can come very quickly. V'chein ha'kasuv omer, another pasuk says, hein lo yikatzeh yad Hashem Yeshua. Hashem is not incapable of saving. Once again, the author says, yefshar achshev ki tamid yichyu b'shalva. One cannot think that life will always be tranquil and peaceful and easy. Ki ein li'si'esh min hapur anus, as the Mishnah says, according to Rashi's understanding. Pur anus can come. Aval bevoy hapur anus gam ken ein li'si'esh min Yeshua. When the pur anus comes, one should not despair of Yeshua. Ki ha'mahamin tzarich lekavoyz she'Hashem yizbarach Yeshua b'Yisrael. So the Mahamin has to hope that Hashem will save him in his time of difficulty. Hu tzarich lekavoyz ki yachol lekavoyz. One is required to hope because one can hope. Kol zehu b'yedi'ah. All of this is, one learns it. We know it intellectually. Ach im ribuya islamdus, with living with this, with practicing this, with life itself. Yuchal agi lecha shatikva tiye chaya benafshoy. One hopes that this hope will come to live in a person's nefesh. It will be all-encompassing, not just intellectual. The pasuk in Tehillim again, kivis yashem kivesa nafshi. Again, it's the nefesh. The types Hashem uvelidvarim hichalti. Nafshi l'Hashem ishimerim laboiker ishimerim laboiker. It's the nefesh that hopes, is waiting for the morning when dawn breaks and things are more hopeful. Yachel Yisrael al Hashem ki im Hashem hachesav v'abayim o yifedus. Yisrael is a higher level. Adkan.